The candidates running for Central New York's congressional seat offered three distinct choices for voters in the first televised debate featuring all three candidates last night. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the budget deficit, jobs, and health care reform were major issues discussed at the WCNY studios, but the most pointed comments mirrored a dispute over abortion and the definition of rape.
It was an exchange television viewers have already seen played out in dozens of commercials in this very close race. Democrat Dan Maffei accusing Republican incumbent Anne Marie Berkel of co-sponsoring a bill that would redefine rape in the context of abortion. During the debate, Berkel accused Maffei of misrepresenting what happened because the forcible rape language in the bill was ultimately changed.
His ads were deceptive, distorted, and they lied to women, and worse yet, He stood behind the skirts of those victims of rape, and that's reprehensible as a woman.
Maffei wouldn't change his tactic.
She's against abortion. Okay, fine. But she's against it even in the case of rape and incest. I'm not covering that up. That's her position. So she saw an opportunity to maybe make it so that some women who are raped couldn't get abortions.
And the third candidate in the race, Green Party hopeful Ursula Rosem, called the issue a smokescreen that impedes debate of other issues.
It's easy to hold on to an emotional issue, and it's a lot more difficult to take on the kinds of progressive policy solutions that will really turn around the economy.
All three candidates are scheduled to meet in one more televised debate on WSYR-TV before the November 6th election. Maffei has declined invitations to join Berkel and Rosem in one other televised debate, as well as town hall meetings sponsored by Berkel. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.